the image on the wall. So these Anderson shelters, and if you just go back, you can see we've only got a little bit left, the little roof of it. But these Anderson shelters were distributed, millions of them, across the country, to people. And if you had a garden, you would dig a huge hole in the garden, you would bury these sort of corrugated metal, like a big dog kennel, I guess. And you would go down into the Anderson shelter, you covered it in soil, go down in the Anderson shelter when the air raid warning started. Now, of course, it's not going to protect you from a direct hit, but shrapnel, flying masonry, things like that, it would offer you some protection from that. But it wasn't very pleasant down in an Anderson shelter. Imagine being in one of these things with... You know, with your husband or your wife, children maybe, or, you know, an aunt or an uncle, a parent, all that, sitting there with just a bucket for sanitation and with just a little lantern. And you would stay in these from when the air raid warning sounded until the all clear sounded. So that could be all night. In fact, one of the things that was a feature of the Blitz was the duration of the bombing raids. There was an expectation that the bombing raids would be very intense, but only last for a short while, an hour or two. But actually, the Luftwaffe's tactic was for much lower intensity bombing raids, but ones that would go on all night for 6 or 7 or 8 hours at a time. So people would be stuck down in these Anderson shelters until the all clear was sounded. Essentially, what would happen was that the spotters down on Dover and on the south coast and the radar stations would pick up the squadron of Luftwaffe coming over. And the mantra very much was, the bombers will always get through. If an entire squadron of bombers arrives over London, you're not going to be able to shoot them all down. You might shoot down one or two of them with the anti-aircraft gun, the barrage balloons, these huge inflatable dirigibles tethered on 1,000-foot long steel cables that hung in the sky to stop the bombers getting too low. That picked off one or two of them. But the bombers will always get through. You can't protect the buildings. You have to protect the people. So people were crammed down here all night. And it was pretty grim, which is why, famously, this photograph here shows us, again, something that's kind of entered the mythology of the story of London in the Second World War, which is people sheltering down in the underground stations, down in what we call the Tube. Now, an awful lot less people sheltered down in the underground than you might expect. We think only about 4% of people sheltered down there. Most people were sheltering in the Anderson shelters or in the public shelters in the basements of buildings. But the thing, compared to being down in an Anderson shelter, is this is very social. I think one thing, you know, the last few months here has taught us is that humans are very much social animals, and an Anderson shelter is a bit like being us being stuck at home with just our family and not seeing other people. And down in the Tube is a bit more like, you know, being able to go out and see your friends and social mixing and things like that. The problem for the authorities with the undergrounds, well, there were many actually. First of all, you can only let people down there when the Tube's not running. They were really concerned that people would be overrunning the Tube and they wouldn't be able to run the Tube. People with vital war work wouldn't be able to get about. You were only really allowed down there after 7 o'clock at night as they started to run the service down. They were worried that if people gathered in huge numbers, there would be defeatist or seditious talk, that rumours might spread too quickly down there, and the government wouldn't have control of the messaging, as we now know. And crucially, like at South Hawksmoor School, if large numbers of people are congregating in one place, if it takes a hit, loss of life can be huge. At Bank Station, people were sheltering in the underground station. It took a hit, and over 100 people were killed. At Balham Station in South London on the Northern Line, people were sheltering in the station there, and over 40 people drowned. A water main that was running nearby took a hit, the water poured through the station and killed those poor people who were sheltering there. So and they were worried that people would go down into the underground station and not want to come back up again. And certainly for homeless people, dispossessed people, there were lots of issues with people going down into the underground stations and not wanting to come back up again. But because of the It's a very, I mean, this photograph is so evocative of the Second World War. It kind of sums up what people like to think about London in the Second World War. That's probably why it's kind of entered, as I say, the sort of mythology of London.